afternoon. I am not Pastor Parker. I self-identify as a woman of God. Hello, it's Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Parker today in his absence, and I'm so excited. It's been a minute, y'all. Hello, y'all. Oh my goodness, you know when somebody's from the South, they use y'all. I'm so glad that you tuned in. We got a very, very it's a God. I know it's the Lord. I strive to always be led by the Holy Ghost. And of course, I do miss it occasionally. But today's topic is so vital. The Bible speaks on it quite often. That is identifying idols, I-D-O-L-S, idols, which is sin. If there's an idol in your life, that is sin. So we're going to discuss how to identify those idols in your life and how to get rid of those jokers. So, but before we get into that, a few announcements. So our Spring Share-a-thon, as many of you know, is right around the corner, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we want to hear from you. How has Urban Family Talk been a blessing to you and your family? Okay, so now if you're a pastor, I need you to keep your, if you do choose to call in, which we hope you do, don't go over about 10 minutes, okay? That's a little too long. But we want you to call and share your story of how Urban Family Talk has been a blessing to you. The number to dial is 877-327-5647. Again, to call and share your story and tell us how Urban Family Talk has been a blessing to you, that number is 877-327-5647. I heard one the other day. I think it was by G Gal. What's up, G Gal? She left a great message of how Urban Family's been a blessing to her. So we want to hear from you, and it's very likely we will play it the days leading to Share-a-thon as well as the days of Share-a-thon. If you haven't done so yet, you definitely need to get on Facebook and like Pastor Parker's Facebook page. That is Hour of Intercession Live. If you haven't done so yet, do it. All right, let's get into the word. And while you're at it, you can go on to like my Facebook page as well, Victory McIntosh. I'm getting to where I do some giveaways from time to time. If you're not tuning into Jesus Jams in the evenings, you're missing half of your life. Look, we're trying to help you find it. All right, my brothers and sisters. So before we get into idols, I want to bring up this verse, Matthew chapter 10. This is what I want to open up with. Starting in verse 34. Man, I've been chewing on this verse, man, for a minute now, since the end of last year of 2016. I'm still chewing on it, and I'm like, and every time I read it, like the more I read it, the Lord is constantly like, man, this is what you, let's get to it. Matthew chapter 10 verse 34, and it says, it's actually going to go into the idols. Think not, Jesus is speaking, he's in red, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. Now the first time I read that, y'all, I was talking to a dear sister some weeks ago, and I said, where did I get this that Jesus came to the earth for peace, to bring peace on earth? I don't know if it was a song, something. I remember growing up, I used to hear that, like Christ came to bring peace on earth. But no, Jesus is telling us, think not that I am come to send peace. And this is the thing about this verse. Like, I feel like when, because it's repeated twice, Jesus really is trying to make a point here. Like, don't you be over there thinking that I came to this earth to bring peace. He said, I didn't. I came to bring a sword. So you may ask, what is that sword supposed to do? It is dividing those who are followers of Jesus and those who are not. What Christ did, he came to bring peace between man and God, but not to bring peace on earth. Because who is the little G-O-D God of this world? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says that the little G-O-D, it doesn't say little, but it's spelled G-O-D, the God of this world. Another translation says the devil has blinded the eyes. Hold on, let's go to it real quick because I don't want to mess up the quote. 2 Corinthians live radio, y'all. Hope you got your Bibles ready. 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, in whom the God, little G-O-D, other translation says, in whom the devil of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So Christ didn't come to bring peace on earth because the earth is, God is sovereign. Please hear me out on that. But God allowed, because God is almighty, he allowed the devil, little G-O-D, to be the little G-O-God of this world. But please keep in mind, again, our God is still powerful. That's why we have to pray. That's why there is power when we pray, especially when we get scriptural. All right, so Matthew 10, 34. Y'all, this is my first time doing the show without a guest. And I feel like the Lord is stretching me, because at first I was like, man, I want to find a guest. And the Holy Ghost was like, do it. No, you do it. I was like, okay, he's my guest. So I want to break down more into how did I get into this topic of idols. A dear sister in the Lord, Ann Reed is her name. She is one of the many great writers that we have here at AFA, the writer for AFA Journal. If you have not heard of it, you need to go to afajournal.org. This article is all about idols. And it wasn't until, when I read her article, when the Lord revealed even more idols that I had in my own personal life. And look at this now. Idols is mentioned quite often in the Bible. So we just read Matthew 10, right? Verse 34, where Jesus tells us, think not that I came to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. On off in that same chapter, here we go, y'all. Jesus still speaking, y'all. Verse 37, Jesus says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So what is he talking about there? Idols. Men, you can idolize your mama, your daddy, your children, your job, your career, your finances, your money, when you're looking at your job, like is your only way to make ends meet. There are so many things that people idolize. You can idolize golfing. You can idolize social media. And let me tell you how, and we're going to get into how to identify these idols, all right, later on in the show, because we're going to break this article that Ann Reed did such an amazing job at writing. If you go to Facebook, on my Victory McIntosh page, I have it posted. And she breaks it down good. But all these idols, because let me tell you, it was around last year. I don't mind being honest and transparent. And the Lord revealed to me that I had begun to idolize marriage. All you single folk out there, it's real. I understand. And listen, if you are a man, right, don't you be emailing me on Facebook. I don't play that. I've had a bad experience about that once before. Don't do that now. But, and I'm serious. The Lord revealed that to me, that I had started to idolize the idea of marriage. Because I'm knocking near 30, and that is not old. I know. I can hear a more seasoned person right now probably saying, child, you still young. What do they say? Wet behind the ears or something. And you're right. I am. Hallelujah. But the idea of marriage, because I've been in numbers of weddings. Well, I've been in two, and possibly two last year, back to back. Don't ever do that, y'all. Literally, one weekend I was in a wedding, and the very next week I was in another one. Never, ever do that. I was very exhausted. This year, later on this year, I'm in two more. I'm like, man, like I slick need a separate account just to be in these weddings, because I'm like, if you want me to be in it, pay for me. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But the Lord revealed that to me some years ago. As I was going through trying to search, okay, what are some idols in my life? The Lord had revealed to me that I had begun to idolize my mom some years ago, a few years ago, actually, that I was idolizing my mother. And it was around the time I went away to seminary school for 3 years where I was studying ministry, Rhema Bible Training College, hello. And I kind of have an idea of how Abraham felt when the Lord sent him away, because I felt like that. I was like, man, I didn't have any family or anything. My mom and I were literally either on the phone or texting throughout the day. I'd be in class and I'm paying attention, because I was paying attention because I enjoyed seminary school a lot. I loved it. Some of the best years of my life. But I'd be texting my mama in between classes, you know, and the Lord revealed to me, like, y'all are idolizing each other. So idolizing is when you are putting someone or something in the place of God, where God is supposed to be. So I want to pray real quick, and then we're going to get into this some more when we get back from the break. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are constantly revealing things about ourselves and sanctifying us and cultivating us to be more like Jesus. Father, and I know being pruned is no joke, but Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help us to embrace it, to realize that all you're doing is making us more and more like your son, Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Father, I just ask you, Lord, that during this program today, Lord, that people, including myself, Lord, that we all will analyze ourselves and to pinpoint those idols that are in our lives that we have have somewhat worshipped, some of us unintentionally, some of us intentionally, Lord, that you will help us to overcome those idols, Lord, that we will put Jesus back where he belongs, which is number one in our lives. Father, I just thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, y'all, I was doing some research and found, which I should have known this already. You know, Pastor Parker, he talks about, or he's mentioned a number of times on the program, and I know he's mentioned it to me as well. He'll tell me, Victor, are you praying out the Ten Commandments? I can't quite talk like it. And I'm like, and I love being honest with Pastor Parker. I told him one day, I was like, man, Pastor Parker, you love putting somebody on the spot, man. Like, I said, no, sir. And my mom and I had started, which I'll confess, I got to get back on it. I do pray with the Lord, but I got to get back on adding the Ten Commandments. And I told him, I said, I never thought about praying out the Ten Commandments. Well, when I looked at the Ten Commandments last night, I was looking at them, and my Lord, y'all, the very first two commandments, it's on idolizing. God had Moses, man, Jesus, to the first two. I'll read them. Number one, you shall have no other little G-O-D-S gods before me. You shouldn't have no other idols before me. Number two, you shall not make idols. So when I read that, I was like, man, for the Lord to have Moses to write it not only once, but twice, and they're back to back at the beginning of the Ten Commandments. God is trying to tell us something, y'all. He knew that we were going to be in this world, in this earth, and we were going to have distractions, because that's what idols are. They're distractions. You know what I mean? Maybe you're in a relationship right now, and the Lord is constantly pricking you on your heart. This is not the one. He is not your husband. He's not a good covering. She is not the one. She is not seeking after my face. Maybe the Lord is pricking you right now. Like, you have really, you're all you want is a vehicle, a car, a home. You like that home, the idea of having that home, that material thing, more than you spending time with me. Y'all, look, this is Holy Ghost. Jesus, Lord. So God knew that we were going to have those idols, but this is the thing. He didn't want us to covet those things. He didn't want us to desire those things more than him. And so he presented a way of escape. And we're going to get into that, y'all. I love his word. I love his word. Man, let me tell you, side note, when you work the Bible, you would get Bible results. Like, just this week alone, I was just dealing with a number of things with fellow members of the body, and the Lord was just like, you didn't work the Bible in this area, and you didn't work the Bible in this area with this individual. And man, you know, it's one of those things, like, you have to confront, you have to work the word and confront whatever it is that you messed up with, own up to it. And let me tell you, that's not weakness, that is strength. To realize that, man, I did miss it in this area, I'm sorry. Man, and it takes maturity in the Lord to be able to do that. Just this week, earlier this morning, there was I think I told some of you listeners, y'all know I love keeping it real. And then, you know, let me tell you why we here at Urban Family like to be transparent, because we like to show you how the Lord helps us to apply his word, because he wants you to learn to apply his word. This is not a book just for you to read. This is our way of living. I wrote on Facebook just the other day, and then I'm gonna go back to my thought about what happened to me earlier this morning. I wrote on Facebook earlier this week that there is absolutely nothing under the sun that the Bible doesn't hit on. Nothing. You think of it, the Bible talks about it. And I know there's probably somebody that may would challenge me right now and would say, man, Victor, what about this? Oh man, it goes to music. That's all right. All right, we're gonna hit on this some more. We're talking about identifying idols. Victory McIntosh sitting in for Pastor Parker on Hour of Intercession.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans. And they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 855-PSALM-23. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 855-PSALM-23.
What does it take to live an uncommon life? Here's former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
Woody Allen is quoted as saying, 80% of success in life is just showing up. Some of the best times with family are unplanned, the times when you're just present, when you show up. When I was coaching, too often the demands of my job stole time from my family. Sometimes it was unavoidable. Other times I simply scheduled too much of my time at work. But as time passed and the children got older, I changed. Do you need to change? Spend time with your family and loved ones, for no reason at all but to be there. You'll witness miracles you might otherwise miss forever.
Tony Dungy, author of the popular Uncommon book series. Discover more at CoachDungy.com. That's CoachDungy.com.
Urban Family Talk, equipping you with God's truth.
Hi, my name's Angela. I'm from Philadelphia, Mississippi, and I found your station around August. And Urban Family Talk is so powerful, so passionate for Christ. And it has brought me closer to Him and has led me to actually put in some action with my faith. And I can't say enough about how blessed I am every day to listen to Will and Nikki and all the rest of the shows, the rest of the day, Lion Chasers, Abraham Hamilton III, just powerful stuff. And I hope it just gets bigger and better and God uses them even more for more people. Thank you.
Your partnership makes a difference. Join us during our three-day share-a-thon starting April 4th. Urban Family Talk, boldly standing for truth, empowering your family.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
And didn't have anything.
I could hear that song all day. If you listen to Jesus Jams, that was my jam of the week a few weeks ago. And it was Brianna Babineau singing My Everything. Man, that's why we're talking about idols, because God wants to be number one in your life. That's why we're talking about idols, because God wants to be your everything. Brianna Babineau, they also call her Bree. Y'all, oh my gosh, you need to listen to the entire song. The version that we play on the Jesus Jams is like 4 minutes. Her original version is 6 minutes long. Go to YouTube, check it out. The sister takes you in. Do you hear me? Man, real quick, I forgot to tell you all, a new show is going to be coming to Urban Family starting April 1st. I'm so excited. It's going to be on a Saturday mornings, every Saturday starting April 1st, called Word on the Street. I will be the host of it. Man, we're going to be talking about things like this and more. I say it's a show for millennials, but honestly, it's a show for everyone. Like, it's for people. All right. And we're going to be pretty much just be talking about living righteous before the Lord, applying in scripture. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. That's what the show will be about. And I'm so excited. Word on the Street. I want to give a quick shout out to J-Mac, my baby brother. He came up with the name. I love him so. Love you, J-Mac. If you ever listen to Aaron the Addisons and they say, J-Mac, I'll take your calls. That is my handsome young brother. Yeah. He hates when I call him baby brother, but he is a baby to me. All right, y'all. Let's get back into this word on idols. Man, y'all. Woo. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So earlier I mentioned the first two commandments that God had Moses to write on, they dealt with idols. What are idols? Those things that are taking God's place. So I want to get into this article a little bit more, because I was like, I hadn't even read into the article. Ann Reed, a phenomenal writer. Go to if you go to Facebook, Victory McIntosh, I have the article posted. So this is what she starts off with. This, I'm not going to read the entire thing, just bits and pieces. So she says, idols, what are they? How do we know if we have them, and how do we get rid of them? All right. Can we really be honest with ourselves? That's the thing. I had to really be honest with myself when I was soul searching. Okay, what are some things that I have been idolizing? Because honestly, before I really analyzed myself, I was like, man, no, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I put you first. I spend time with you in your word. You know what I mean? I minister to your people, my fellow brothers and sisters. I don't have idols. What in the world? Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. You know, they say if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Well, if you want to make him laugh, tell him what you already got perfect, because you don't. Okay, keep it real with the Lord. So she says, can we really be honest with ourselves and admit that certain things and people have become more important in our lives than our relationship with God? Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 describes our hearts as deceitful and wicked, man. So the book that Ann Reed, the writer of this article, afajournal.org, check it out. The article is called Betrayal. The book that she used to help her along the way within this article is by Brad Bickney. And the name of his book, y'all, I got to get him. So I hadn't read it. I'm reading another one right now. It's called Gospel Treason, Betraying the Gospel with Hidden Idols. Betraying the Gospel with Hidden Idols. Brad, who is a pastor, I want to bring that out, because I feel like there are some people who, quote unquote, been in the faith for 50, 60 years and they feel like they got it all together. Let me tell you something, pastor, if you're 60 something, 70 something, 80, you are my brother in the Lord. I do honor and respect you. Hear me out. But you too don't have it all together. You too need an accountability partner, just like everybody else. So let's get into this. So Brad Bickney, the author of the book that Ann used to assist her in this article, he said that a biblical understanding of idolatry, this is what he said, changed my life dramatically. He goes on to add that his marriage was nearly destroyed before he realized secret idols that were ruling his life and causing the majority of his problems. His own painful journey of discovering eventually led him to write Gospel Treason, Betraying the Gospel with Hidden Idols. Man, this dude, listen, I found him on, I Googled him, and I started looking at some of the messages that he did on this book where he talks about idols, and he mentioned a few of the idols that he realized he had in his life. Listen, keep in mind, this man is a pastor. When I looked at him, I would give him probably in his 50s. He's probably around my parents' age. That's still young, mama and daddy, if you're listening. Amen, pastor. to call Mitchell on the Turban. Hey, yeah, you can chat with us on UrbanFamilyTalk.com on the Turbans. Amen. And he's a pastor. He said, we never arrive. Amen. Oh, them toes. Pastor Mitchell. Amen, sir. Yes, sir. We never arrive, man. We're moving from glory to glory. But Brad Bickney said that one of his idols was, he idolized praise. He said, you know, I was the pastor, and he still is a pastor, but this is when the Lord was revealing these idols. He said he realized that he loved to hear praises. He was leading worship. He was pastoring, you know, coming up with these amazing sermons, and he was loving the praises that he was getting more so than the person who really deserves the praise, and that's our Heavenly Father. But he realized that was an idol. Man, could that be yours? Like, again, today's program is not to bring condemnation. Jesus himself said, I do not bring condemnation, but to convict and to help you analyze. Because this is the thing, as I had mentioned earlier, for Moses to have the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments to deal with idolization. Is that a word? Yeah. Thank you, Sherry B. Yeah, we keep it real. For God to have Moses to do that, the Lord knew that we were going to have some idols. And then remember, also earlier I'd read Matthew chapter 10, within verses 34 through 37, Jesus says, if you love your mother, your father, your son, your daughter more than me, then you are not mine. Jesus knew that we were going to deal with idols, because there are some people out there. Man, I don't have kids yet, because I'm doing it. We got to do it God's way. Amen. So marriage, then children. Not to bring any shame on anyone. Listen, okay? Because if you have made a mistake, man, you repent, dust off, and do it right. You hear me? But I've met people with children, and I've thought to myself, man, I feel like they slick. Act like their child is the king or queen of where, you know what I mean? So you have to be careful to not idolize your children. But Brad Bickney, man, let's go back to this article. So Ann, she quotes this by another, she makes this quote by an author by the name of John Piper. Keep in mind, idolizing is sin. If you have idols, that is sin. John Piper, he said, and I quote, sin is what you do when your heart is not satisfied with God. I'm going to read that again. Sin is what you do when your heart is not satisfied with God. Y'all. Jesus, I'm trying to stay calm because this is a mic and I would get loud and Cherry B would be like, if you don't calm down. Listen, sin is what you do when your heart is not satisfied with God. So when you're fornicating, you did it because you're not satisfied with God. When you committed adultery, you did it because your heart's not satisfied with God. When you rather go golfing more so than spend time in God's word, and so you're idolizing golfing, you did it because your heart is not satisfied with God. Man, I'm telling you, when you break down God's word, you're like, man, that's deep and it's hard. Because that's how, when I read that, I was like, whoa. When I was idolizing marriage, the Lord was revealing to me victory. You are idolizing marriage because your heart is not satisfied with me. And at first, I kind of wanted to argue with the Lord. Like, how do you do that? But I tried. I was like, no, Lord, I do love you. And the Lord was like, no, not as much as you. This was last year when the Lord revealed this to me. So what did I do? Man, I was like, Lord, help me to fall more madly in love with you. Like when I first began walking in this walk with you. And I grew up in a Christian household. You know, I feel like people who grow up in a Christian household, some people, they feel that, man, I got it all made. No, you don't. Man, let me tell you, if you grew up in a household where your parents were believers, hallelujah to that, but you need to get to the point where you know why you believe what you believe, and your answer doesn't need to be because mommy and daddy took me to church. It needs to be because you've had a personal experience with Jesus. I'm looking at the Turban. Pastor Carl Mitchell, you are a trip, sir. Not as much idol as stronghold. Yeah, that's true. Amen. Amen. Okay, I was reading that. So let's go into some more in this article, y'all, because I want to get into how to identify these idols and how to get rid of those jokers. Do you understand? Because it's still a process. I get a number of women who contact me on Facebook and they ask me, Victory, how do you handle being single? And keep in mind, idols are various things. This is what the Lord does with me, okay? Because idolizing can be also your finances. I had a dear brother in the Lord yesterday to reveal to me, and he said, I realize I've been idolizing making money. And I was like, man, that's real, bro. That's real. So allow the Lord to help you to realize that he's your provider, not that job. That job helps you to plant seeds and be a blessing. Amen. And so anyway, so I do. I've had a few women to contact me on Facebook like, Victory, what do you do in this season? And let me tell you, it's still a process for me, but I can honestly tell you I don't idolize marriage as much as I did. One thing I will stress is do not settle. And I know you hear that a lot, but think about this. God created man to be the head of the household. He created man to be the one to cultivate you through God's word. Now, granted, when you go to churches, who do you primarily see doing that? Women. There are men that are doing that now, like cultivating their wives and like literally have a relationship with the Lord. But unfortunately, it's a select few. Why is that? Because the enemy is going to attack the head because he knows the order in which God created marriage to be, right? So when you have that perspective, like, man, there are more people involved in marriage than just me. That's your children. That is people who will see you because we are supposed to be examples. You know, Paul, Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, I believe it was chapter 11, verse 1. Don't quote me. I do know it's in 1 Corinthians. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So you should want a marriage where people can say, man, they represent what the Bible says about marriage. I want that. So if you settle for a knucklehead, and this is for guys and girls, you settle for a knucklehead that's not seeking the Lord, man, you're not representing the Bible. You're not representing Jesus. So the process has been me falling back in love with the Lord. Man, so the Holy Ghost, man, Jesus, I love you. The Holy Ghost, it was last month, he said, Victor, you need to go back through the Gospels from when Jesus is about to be crucified to his resurrection. Y'all, I get so emotional. Lord help me, Jesus. And so I did. I went through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Man, and I had to, I'm one of those young adults that live with my mommy and daddy. It's all good if you're one of those. It's just a season. It will change, I promise you. And you're not by yourself. So I had to lock the door because my mom and I are really close. And so she loves to come in and I'm like, no, I'm locking this door, mom. So I'm getting in the word, man. And it was getting late. And I'm like, Lord, I got to get up for the morning, but I don't want to put your word down. Because what was he doing? He was giving me back that hunger and thirst for him. And listen, maybe you're listening to me right now and you're realizing, man, there's some other idols that I've been dealing with. I like attention. I've idolized this car. I want this new BMW. Granted, listen, if that's there's nothing wrong with that, but there are some people that just like they want these material things just to show off. And you can't take that to heaven. You can't. Man. So God wants to be number one in our lives. I want to get to one part where Ann brings up in 1 John. Man, y'all, I love 1 John. Let me go to it real quick in her article. Again, if you go to Facebook, like my Victory McIntosh page, I will have this article posted. You need to read it, soak in. I've read this article about 5 times. I love it. And it was like, man, Victory, like, I mean, I knew it was good, but I'm like, girl, this was Holy Ghost inspired. Like when she wrote this, I know it was because it is just, I love it. So 1 John, Ann brings up this. Hold on just one moment. I'm looking at the article because there's just so many different things that she brought up. Okay. In 1 John, so particularly telling is the way that the apostle, hold on, let me go there. In 1 John, pretty much it talks about the entire book of 1 John. John is just talking about the love that God has for us. You know, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. I mean, it's just a beautiful, oh man, already? All right, y'all, we're going to get into this some more about idolizing. I hope you're enjoying it. Victory McIntosh on Hour of Intercession.
Romans 13:14 says, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. So what are you clothing yourself with? Whether we realize it or not, what we allow in our temples affects our way of living. We can't feed ourselves junk and expect to hear from the Lord. Clothe yourself with the righteousness of God at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, the sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do. In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for his service. Join the movement at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Stuffing your stomach with food can make you sick. Dr. Tony Evans says stuffing your life with stuff can have the same effect. He offers this perspective today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Many who are sitting here today are drowning in debt because you had to have it at the expense of having my priorities straight. Many cannot honor the Lord with their finances because they have to honor MasterCard and Visa. And notice how Satan stirs up the desire every time you look at TV. You gotta have it. You can't afford that new car, but you gotta have it because the Joneses have it. So we wind up spending money we don't have to get things we don't need to impress people we don't know. And then Madison Avenue bombards it with the commercials. You gotta have it, you gotta have it. But you say, I already got it. But then they tell you we made it new and improved. Oh, Apple got this down. They don't tell you everything that it can do up front. They give you enough so you can buy that one now. They add a few features, now it's iPhone 5. They add some other stuff, now it's iPhone 6 or 6S or whatever it is. And then they tell you, you gotta wear it on your wrist. You just got to have it. God doesn't have a problem with you having it. He has a problem when we choose the things in this world at the expense of our relationship with him and our prioritization of him.
Learn to choose the kind of healthy priorities that make life rich and meaningful. Check out Tony's CD series, The Eternal Perspective, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Okay, if y'all want to hear that whole jam, you better tune in to the Jesus Jam. That's one of my jams right there. That is the beautiful Casey J with Let It Be Known on Urban Family. Man, y'all, time flies. I'm like, man. All right, but it's all good. It's all good. Again, Word on the Street is starting up soon, y'all. April 1st, every Saturday morning. I'm not sure on the time yet. I have to ask my boss, Will Addison. But it will begin April 1st, so I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be hitting into all the stuff. Yeah. All right, y'all. So back what I was saying, thank God for the Holy Ghost, man. I just remembered. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John was where we left off at. Yeah. All right. So 1 John. So, you know, you're reading 1 John. And 1 John, you know, all five chapters. And John is just getting into about the love of the Lord, you know, and the love that he has for us. The very last verse, 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. It's like he stops and he says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Yes. So John is talking about the love, you know, love. Verse 14 and 15 was something I used to quote all the time. And on the and this is the confidence that we have whenever we pray according to his will. He hears us because I know he hears us. The petition that I desire is answered. But at the very end, John says, don't forget, Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from idols. God is trying to tell us something here. He knew in this world that the enemy was going to try to bring distractions. Hebrews chapter 12, y'all. Let's go there. It's Holy Ghost. I didn't even have it in my notes. Hebrews chapter 12. Man. I should have. Okay, Holy Ghost. So let me get there fast then. Here we go. All right. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, every idol, every sin, y'all, and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 is what we're reading. Looking unto who? Come on, y'all know his name. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Y'all, despising the shame, and is set... Oh. Let me pull it up in my face. Here we go. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Man, looking unto Jesus. Man, look unto Jesus, my brother and my sister. Not in that relationship. Not in that job. Not in that the latest new car. Man, Dr. Tony must be listening to the show because he will show all up in this. I was like, Dr. Tony Evans. Okay. Yes. Not in a cell phone. Not in the latest gadgets. Man, not in your clothes. Pastor Mitchell, on the turban, he said, the devil is the master of sidetracking. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But let me tell you something. We got the greater one living on the inside of us. You better ask somebody. The greater one living on the inside of us, the Holy Ghost who would teach us all things. Jesus said in John 14:17, even the spirit of truth, whom the world does not know nor receive him, but you know him. So this is what I say quite often. I know the Holy Ghost when a situation comes and I'm like, what do I do? That my flesh is. Then the Holy Spirit will say, wait a minute. You know me. You know the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Bible said it right there. Man, the Lord, man, y'all. All right. I want to get into this real quick. So near the end of this article, again, go to afajournal.org. You can get on Facebook, like my Victory Macintosh page while you edit. And I have the article. I will have the article posted there. So, man. Anne Reed, the writer of this article, she's so sweet and amazing and a loving, beautiful sister in the Lord. She writes down different questions that you can ask yourself to pinpoint the idols in your life. Here are a few. I'm not going to read all of them. What do I want, desire, seek, aim for, pursue, or hope for? What makes me happy and satisfied? What do I pray for? What is something that you find yourself praying for? Man, Lord, I'm tired of being in these weddings, Lord. When you gonna bring mine, Lord? Is that it? Lord, bless me for more money, Lord. Bless me with more money. Is that your prayer life? This is real, y'all. What are my life goals? Lord, I just want to be the CEO of this company. I want my own job, entrepreneurship. Nothing wrong with this, but are you idolizing it? What do I feel like doing? Do I want what I want, or do I submit to Christ's lordship over my life? Do I want what I want, or do I submit to Christ's lordship over my life? Y'all, Jesus, man, let me tell you something. When someone says that Christ is your Lord, I know what Lord means. When someone is your Lord, what you are saying is, I am their slave. I am their servant. What is it that you want me to do to serve? So when Christ is your Lord, what you're saying to Abba Father and his son, Jesus Christ, keep in mind, they're three in one, the Holy Ghost too. What you're saying is, man, what is it that you want me to do for your glory, Lord? I'll never forget. I love this sister. Last year I was at an event. And this sister was ministering. She did a wonderful job. And she said, growing up, I used to always say, and she said that she's 30 something now, which isn't old. She said this when she was in her early 20s. She would tell her friends, I'm not going to ask God what's his will because I got plans. Yeah. She said this. She said, I'm not going to ask God his will because I got plans. I love the sister for being real. I've been there. Her plans were her idol. She was like, man, I'd rather do this than what God is calling me to do. It gets real. All right. A few more of these questions. What do I fear or worry about losing? What do I love? What do I hate? What is success? What is failure? Man, I know, man, another dear sister in the Lord, man, oh man, Lord. Let me tell you, I told my mom the other day, I was like, I don't like fluff conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I like, let's get to the nitty gritty. And I have moments where I miss it or whatnot, but ultimately I don't like fluff conversation. I like to ask someone, hey, what do you believe God is calling you to do? Questions that don't have people to think. My best friend one day, she was like, man, Victory, like, that's pretty deep. I was like, man, this is people's eternity at hand. You don't want to waste any time on this earth. Do you hear me? You want to be vital about doing what God wants you to do. I've heard Abraham Hamilton, he says it this way, Lord, equip me for what you have for me to do today. Yesterday is gone. Lord, equip me for what you have for me to do today. And let me tell you, brother and sister, there are times when it will be uncomfortable, but that's why God gave us the Holy Ghost. I had to do something earlier today. I was like, anxiety was just all up. Woo! And the Holy Ghost gave me Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Because I was dealing with anxiety in the Holy Ghost, and I was like, Lord, I need your peace. And then verse 7 says, then the peace of God. How do you get the peace of God? You got by prayer, supplication with what? Thanksgiving. There's some power in that Thanksgiving prayer. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart through Christ Jesus. Y'all, let me tell you, you want to get rid of these idols? You got to get into this word. You hear it all the time, but there's work that you have to do. If you want to love God with all of your heart, which I pray to the Lord you want that, because he willingly sent his son Jesus to die for you. And Jesus willingly gave his life when he didn't have to. He said, no man takes my life. I choose to put it down. That right there alone shall motivate you. Man, Lord, I don't want anyone or anything to take your place. And you best believe when the Lord revealed to me about those idols, I repented before him. I repented before him. So today at the end of the show, or even right now, let's pray. Father, God, I just ask you, Lord, first off, Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for being our father, our Abba, our sweet daddy, who loves us so much to correct us when we're in the wrong, who loves us so much to make your word alive. Lord, I thank you that you are not dead, that your word is alive and active. Father, I ask you that for every individual that is listening right now, Lord, that they will be proactive to apply your word, Lord, that you will reveal to them those idols that they've had, Lord, and walk them through the steps to make you number one, Lord. Help them fall in love with you all over again, not just today, but every day of their lives, Father God, that they will be excited so that when they get rid of these, Lord, they can go out and help somebody else, Father God, that they will go out and make disciples, tell others how they can overcome these idols and these strongholds that you want us to be free from. Father, I just thank you for it now, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost who leads and guides us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's this? I'm reading. Oh, somebody wrote a verse. I'm on the turban. Pastor Carl, you are a trip. We need a church organ. Eh, done. I don't know how to play it, but yeah. Somebody wrote, Guest 877 said Psalms 119 verse 10 through 12. And it reads, with my whole heart. Come on, sister. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thank you so much for posting this. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou. Oh, Lord, teach me thy statutes. Amen, my sister. Thank you so much for posting that, y'all. Oh my Lord. Woo! Y'all see why I like this? Thank you, Jesus. Not only this article, but just God's word, what he does. He wants to, we go from glory to glory. Do you understand? Like, when you make a mistake, man, dust yourself off and get right. When the Lord reveals to you an area that you have been idolizing in, man, listen, the point of Urban Family, that's why I love this place. I love the people that I work with, seriously. Our point is to help motivate you to want to live righteously, to want to live holy, to have God standards, right? Some people may say, oh man, you being old school. No, I'm being God's school, which is the best school, which is how I can be prosperous and successful. And when I say prosperous, I'm not referring to just money. There are some people when they hear prosperity, they instantly go to money. No, I'm referring to joy and peace, long suffering. People don't want to talk about that. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, y'all. But ultimately, I pray to the Lord. I really do. I hope that you will take today's program and analyze yourself. Look into your heart. Like, say, Father, search me. What are those things that I am idolizing? What are those things that have taken the place of you, Lord? Because let me tell you, Being in love with having the joy of the Lord, being excited to tell somebody about Jesus, it's not a personality. This is how we're supposed to be. This is how we're supposed to live. I want to challenge you. Another thing, if you are, I know I tend to speak to singles, I guess because that's the season I'm in. But if you are like finding yourself being bombarded, like, when am I going to get married? Let me tell you something. Go find somebody to disciple. And if you're listening right now and you feel like, man, Victory, I still need help in growing. You ask the Lord, Lord, send someone to disciple me, because that's what Jesus tells us to do. If you're right now, if you're listening and you've been like, man, what have you called me to do, Lord? I can tell you to go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. Yes. So what you to specify it even more is say, okay, Lord, specifically, in what area do you want me to do this? Of Matthew 28:19, of going into all the world. Amen. Pastor Mitchell said, there is no peace like God's peace. You better say that, brother. Hallelujah. So yeah, analyze yourself, analyze your heart, go to the Lord. Cause I'm gonna tell you, like, the more I get into God's word, the more, man, I'm just falling more in love with Jesus, more in love with him. Like, when I was in seminary school, I remember I used to, meet people who like just came to the Lord, and you know, I don't know if you ever met someone who just comes to the Lord, man, they would be on cloud nine, and I'd be like, man, yeah, I'm excited, but I was like, Lord, I want that type of excitement where I could care less who's looking at me, and you best believe the Lord has helped me get there. Do you hear me? Because he's worthy of all the praise. Ain't nobody got time to be shy. No, he is so faithful and worthy. All right, y'all, I'm just waiting for the music to come. I feel like it's coming soon, but I love y'all so much. Real quick, if you haven't done so, don't forget about the listener stories. We want to hear from you. How has Urban Family been a blessing to you? We pray that we have been, like, seriously, and I mean that. Share, tell us a story. Maybe there was a particular show that touched your heart. Call and share your story. Pastors, like Pastor Carl Mitchell, if you call in, make it brief, because I know how pastors can be. I'm playing. Pastor Mitchell, I love you. Call and share your story at 877-327-5647. Again, that number is 877-327-5647. My brothers and sisters, man, it's such a joy to grow and be cultivated through God's word. Now, please hear me out. There are times where it will be uncomfortable, but man, you can do it, because the greater one lives on the inside of you. And what comforts me a lot also is knowing that my Father is always with me. We are never by ourselves. You are never alone. Hallelujah. Pastor Mitchell, that is Holy Ghost. The song. He said, go ahead and sing it. Falling in love with Jesus. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I thought about it, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. But that is a beautiful song. But I love you all so much. Again, afajournal.org. Check out this article. It's on betrayal. There were definitely a whole lot more questions that she has to identify the idols. And I would love for you to go through them, because everybody deals with them. I love you. You all have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Catch me this evening on the Jesus Jams. Don't forget, Word on the Street will be coming up soon. I love you. Pastor Parker will be back with you sometime next week. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.